Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Sammy Waddell, W-A-D-D-E-L-L. Address is 2464 Davis Road, Williams, California. 959-87530-966-3412. ID is XXXXX-7821. Date of birth is 4/12/1944. 79-year-old, married. Retired lineman, rancher. Pacific Gas and Electric. Insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Express Scripts. It is addressed to Dr. P-R-A-J-A-P-A-T-H-I Lockeretti, L-A-K-I-R-E-D-D-Y, M-D. Enloe Cardiology Services, 185 East 7th Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, 530-332-4400, 530-893-6993, parenthesis fax in parenthesis, the clinical indication. History of migraine headaches, subparagraph, current complaints of cognitive decline. Dear Dr. Lockeretti and professional colleagues, Mr. Sam W. Waddell, a retired rancher, was seen for evaluation accompanied by his wife, new paragraph. He was seen initially for examination on May 16, 2020. 23, complaining of, quote, no memory, a 50% reduction. New paragraph, he's completed an ED evaluation. For right-sided cephalgia with a CT image, without reported unusual findings. As you know, he has a history of treated atrial fibrillation. New paragraph, the family gives a history of memory loss ongoing for 5 years. He also has a history of transient dizziness. New paragraph. There was also a history of dyssomnia. New paragraph. current medications are these vertically metoprolol, 75 milligrams once daily, Xarelto, Xarelito, tablets 20 milligrams daily, furosemide 20 milligram tablets as needed for cough or swollen ankles, Dupixent injection every 14 days for eczema. Previous medications, prednisone 10 milligrams for 9 days. Centrum Silver 1 daily, Preservision AREDS 1 daily. APAP hydrocodone 10-325 milligrams once daily. Parenthesis on hold since 4:22. Headache treatment, Advil/Tylenol/Excedrin, 2 pills as needed, 6 to 8 times a day. For chronic headache-migraine, new paragraph, past medical history, heart disease/valvular disease. Treated by Dr. Nandish, migraine, COPD, medical allergies, adverse reactions, none reported, new paragraph, systematic review of systems, general, transient positional vertigo, forgetfulness, headaches, dysomnia with loss of sleep and loss of weight. Endocrine. No symptoms reported. Respiratory. COPD and lung cysts. Cardiovascular. Atrial fib, irregular heart rate, heart valve replacement 1.5 years ago, ENT, chronic cephalgia, migraine with visual scotomata, wears eyeglasses, gastrointestinal, reduced appetite, two meals per day. dermatological, hives, extreme rash, hands and chest, taking Dupixent. Male genital urinary, nocturia 1 or 2 times, height 6 feet 1 inches, weight 210 pounds. Sexual function, no longer active. No history of transmissible disease. Neuropsychiatric negative. Personal safety. Needs information about an advance directive. Lives with his wife. No history of falls. Slight hearing loss. Personal and family health history. He was born on April 12, 1944. New paragraph. Father died at age 79 from heart failure. Status post lobectomy for tuberculosis. Mother died at age 82 of pancreatic cancer. Brother deceased, age 78, uncertain etiology. 82-year-old living sister, uncertain status. Wife, 78 years old, good health. Son, age 53, good health. Daughter, age 50, good health. Family history positive for cancer, mother, heart disease and stroke, father, pacemaker, tuberculosis, father, lobectomy, new paragraph, no family history, arthritis, gout, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, hypertension, mental illness or other serious disease. Education, completed high school in the 1960s. Social history and health habits, married 53 years. Alcohol stopped 2 years ago. Tobacco, 1 pack per day, started at age 12, stopped 1.5 years ago. Recreational substances, no. Lives with his wife, no dependents at home, occupational concerns, retired PG&E lineman, 35 years, rancher 15 years. No reported exposures to hazardous substances, deaths or solvents. Serious illnesses and injuries, history of fractures, no history of concussion or loss of consciousness. Accidents and injuries, vertebral compression fracture, torn rotator cuff, 1970, fall in the bathroom, 1980, fall on a mountain, vertebral compression, work-related, occasional pain, shoulder damage, occasional pain, knee replacement surgery 1990, chronic pain now, heart valve replacement 2021, okay now. Operations and hospitalizations, no blood transfusions. Tonsillectomy, 1970s herniorrhaphy, 1990s herniorrhaphy, 2021 heart valve replacement, no unusual outcomes. He reports no hospitalizations or prolonged medical care. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems, general. He complains of dizziness, chronic fatigue, irritable insomnia with nocturnal arousals. He sleeps in a recliner. He describes lightheadedness, disequilibrium, reduced hearing, reduced short-term memory, numbness in the lips with migraine. He denied facial neuralgia, new paragraph, head. He denied facial neuralgia. He has a history of almost constant right frontal lobe and left frontal lobe headaches, uncertain etiology, relieved with over-the-counter common analgesics. No history of spells or blackouts or similar family history. Neck. No symptoms reported, upper back and arms, no symptoms reported, middle back. No symptoms reported, low back. He has nocturnal back pain producing arousals. No numbness or neuralgia. Weakness in both legs, claudication symptoms, aching to walk or stand, shoulders, no neuralgia, rotator dislocation, pain on the left, nocturnal arousals, periods of pain lasting for 2 weeks with improvement, 5/10, left leg aches, some sense of weakness, no paresthesias, pain pills for pain, elbows, right elbow, pain from lifting heavy loads, irritation, painful, 5/10, will hurt for 5 days after strain, medium severity, radiates to his back, tingling in the left elbow, with sense of weakness, wrists, no symptoms, hips, pain in the hips, increased with lifting, left hip limp, may be associated with knee replacement. Knees, both hurt. Left, quote, kills him, unquote, pain level 8 over 10. Knee replacement surgery, not reported to be successful. Pain every day and every night. Radiation to the left hip. OTC medications. Weakness relieved by rest. Feet, left foot, sole of the foot scale 5 over 10, radiates up to his leg. New paragraph, neurological review of systems, no history of shaking or tremor, no history of unusual neuromusculoskeletal stiffness, no history of serious ataxia or falls. no history of visual difficulty, troubles with the sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. New paragraph. Recent laboratory testing. Following referral to pulmonary for sleep medicine testing, he completed a home sleep study by Virtuox, V-R-T-U-O-X, showing on two nights sleep apnea index of 13 and 20. Desaturation to 87% SaO2. /49 apneas scored with 126 desaturation events. Less than 1 minute desaturation below 89% SaO2. New paragraph. NIH quality of life questionnaires. Positive, ellipses vertically, positive affect and well-being, little reduction. Sleep disturbance, daytime sleepiness. Communication, difficulty understanding family and friends on the phone. Fatigue. Moderate daytime fatigue. Feelings of exhaustion, tiredness. Intense feelings of need to sleep during the day. Too tired to take walks. Needing to rest during the day. Generalized sense of weakness. Limited social activity. Anxiety. Moderate symptoms, feeling uneasy, nervous, anxious in situations, feeling tense, increased nervousness with disruption of routine, feelings of anxiousness, worried about physical health, feelings of shyness, having sleeping difficulty. Depression, mild to moderate symptoms, feeling sad, critical of self mistakes, discouraged about the future, trouble keeping his mind focused, needing help for depression, difficulty enjoying things he used to enjoy. Cognitive function, moderate difficulty in keeping track of time, great deal of difficulty in financial accuracy, reading and following complex instructions, planning and keeping appointments, recollection of placement, recollection of planned errands, novel learning, making simple mistakes, difficulty with word recollection, reading comprehension, distractibility, doing multiple tasks, recollection of completed activities, difficulty in recollection of new information, individual recollection, clarity of thinking, slow reactivity, trouble with thought formation, sluggish thinking, reduced attention, reduced concentration, task initiation, decision making, task planning. New paragraph. He reported a mild to moderate decline in ability to participate in social roles and activities. Satisfaction with social roles and activities, he reported a mild to moderate reduction in his satisfaction. New paragraph, upper extremity motor function, little restriction. Lower extremity motor function mobility, reduced ambulatory distance, difficulty running errands, standing up from low position, ascending and descending stairs, walking on uneven surfaces, brisk walking, climbing stairs without a handrail, walking in a dark room. Stigmatization, minimal sense of stigmatization other than feeling left out of things, feeling badly treated by others, worrying that he's a burden to others, paragraph, neurological diagnostic impression, clinical history of cognitive decline associated with the findings of mild to moderate obstructive sleep apnea syndrome, subparagraph, this is a risk factor for progressive cerebral degeneration. Before that, laboratory. Comprehensive laboratory was completed on May 18th. Showing normal nutritional amino acid analyses, negative neurological evaluation for comprehensive neurological antibody studies. Slight elevation of random glucose, slight hyperchloremia, normal thyroid functions, relatively normal lipids, hemoglobin A1C, no evidence of insulin resistance, new paragraph diagnostic impression, 5-year history of cognitive decline associated with findings of obstructive sleep apnea syndrome, subparagraph, this is a risk factor for progressive cerebral degenerative dementia. Recommendations. At this time, we are scheduling him for a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging procedure. New paragraph, we are referring him forward for initiation of CPAP therapy. New paragraph, I will see him back for reevaluation with those findings in consideration for further any further testing and initiation of treatment for cognitive decline. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report. New paragraph, we had an extended face-to-face discussion day in review of all of his findings and diagnostic testing. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report with my recommendations when he returns.